It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. I'm glad you're here for this next story. Lakeview Cemetery sits on a grassy slope in Seattle's Capitol Hill. At Lakeview, there are two graves that matter to Linda Dahlstrom Anderson. One is the grave of film and martial arts star Bruce Lee. The other is the grave of her son, her seven-month-old son, Phoenix.
Phoenix had been a super healthy little boy. He was our first child, and he was this beautiful, vibrant, you know, sweet, smart, bouncy little guy. And the morning of July 7th, we woke up really early. He was, you know, in this little co-sleeper next to me. And I heard this kind of little moaning sound almost. And it alarmed me. I checked his temperature, and he had a fever of about 102, which isn't crazy for a baby, but he'd never been sick before. And so my husband, Mike, and I just, we got worried, and it was too early for the pediatrician to be open. And so we took him to the emergency room, and they checked him out and diagnosed him as having the flu. And then we went back home, and he still just didn't seem right. It's like all those kind of motherly instincts going off. And so a few hours later, by then the pediatrician was open. And so we just took him back to the pediatrician's office. And I felt a little silly because we had just been at the hospital. But while we were in the pediatrician's office, he developed this rash that was a telltale sign for bacterial meningitis. And so from that point, we went back to the hospital, and he died that evening, and it was within 12 hours of his first symptom.
What can you say?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. And we were able to be with him the whole time, which I'm really grateful for. You know, you know from radio the importance of the human voice. And my voice was the last thing he heard, I think, my husband's voice. We were able to be with him. We sang to him. It was this big act of will to keep it together so that I could be sounding calm and loving for him as he went. And there was a moment where the doctors were doing CPR on him, and I knew he probably wasn't going to make it at that point. But you want to surround your children in love all of the time, all the moments of their life, and in my case, all the moments of his death. So we were with him through the end, and then he died that evening.
We're so sorry about that.
Thank you, Bill.
Why did you and your husband decide to bury Phoenix at Lakeview Cemetery in Seattle?
It's this wonderful historic cemetery, and you probably know it's right next to Volunteer Park, where there's festivals and music that happens. And Lakeview is it's a vibrant cemetery. That's probably a weird word for a cemetery, but it's kind of teeming with life, where people go running through there and walks through there, and it's beautiful. And it's where a lot of historic graves are, and a lot of the founders of Seattle are buried there. And there's these beautiful, beautiful monuments. And I had been there, in fact, walking through it. And years ago, I had been there because Bruce Lee is buried there. And I had walked through kind of as a tourist in my own town and visited that grave and walked around. So when Phoenix died, it's like it's hard to think clearly at all about anything. But we wanted him to be somewhere, first of all, that was somewhat close to where we lived, but also that had a nice feel to it. And so that's why we picked that spot.
When was the first time someone at Lakeview, at the cemetery, asked you for directions to Bruce Lee's grave?
It was just a few days after Phoenix died. And Mike and I, my husband and I, were at the cemetery with the cemetery director and a group of our friends and family. And I remember the cemetery director had this map out, and he was standing there with this map pointing to us the different plots that were available. And I remember my legs were shaking so hard that I felt like I was about to fall. And my best friend, Jen, knelt down and steadied my legs so that I could stand. It was important to me to just be able to stand while I took care of picking a place for Phoenix to be buried. And so all this is going on, and all of a sudden I hear this voice. This woman walks up to our group, excuse me. And she says to us, can you tell me where Bruce Lee is buried? And, you know, I just was stunned, and, you know, we're all kind of a mess. And I remember just whirling on her and saying, we are picking out our son's grave. And she kind of recoiled and she started kind of backing off. And then I had this moment of sort of reconnecting with who I am as a person in life, which is fairly polite. And I said to my friend, go tell her it's just over the hill back that way. And so she did. And that was the first time. First of many.
How often did that happen?
All the time. All the time. That first summer, we were out there a lot. And it was surprisingly common. Phoenix is buried down the other side of a hill from Bruce Lee. So he's near. He's not right there, but he's near. And so basically, if you overshoot Bruce Lee's grave, you get to Phoenix's grave. And so, you know, my husband and I would be sitting there at his grave or watering flowers or things like that. And we would get asked pretty commonly, and still to this day, when I'm out there, it's about every maybe third or fourth time I'm out there when I get asked.
And what are you thinking when that person asks you, where's Bruce Lee's grave?
Well, there's this whole evolution in my thinking. At first, we'd be sitting at Phoenix's grave in those early days of grief and just a mess, sometimes laying on his grave sobbing, and you'd hear somebody come up and kind of steel yourself for the question. And sometimes I would just say, I don't know, or I would just say, I'm at my son's grave, hoping that they would get it. Mike would get irritated and he would say, you know, this is a working cemetery. This is, there are actually people here grieving. You know, could we please have privacy? And then sometimes if I was in the right mood, I would tell people, you know, just back that way over the hill, you're close. And then they would, you know, head off that way.
You had a moment, Linda, that seemed to change the way you feel about that tourist in a in a cemetery. What happened?
I went to the cemetery one day and you know, there were little toys that friends had brought on Phoenix's grave and flowers that we'd left and things like that. But then I saw something different. It was two photos of children, little school photos, little kind of wallet size, laying there on top of his grave. And there was a piece of paper next to it. And so I sat down and I looked at the pictures and I opened the paper. And it started out, I'm in town for business, said the guy's name. I'm in town for business. And I came to the cemetery to visit Bruce Lee's grave, and I got lost. And instead, I found Phoenix's grave. And I want you to know that I sat down with him, and I sang him lullabies, and I told him stories. And I'm leaving these photos of my children here to be friends for Phoenix. And I think that I came to the cemetery not to find Bruce Lee's grave in the end, but actually to find Phoenix's. And so that was the moment. It shifted how I felt, because what I realized in that moment was that the people who come to find Bruce Lee's grave are mourning in their own way, and that we actually have more common ground than we thought, that grief is really, really hard for people to engage with, and death is hard for people to engage with. And the people who come to pay tribute to Bruce Lee's grave aren't afraid to engage with it. They're here to honor somebody who's died, which is the same reason I'm at that cemetery, is to honor somebody who's died.
Well, I love that you found that empathy and that common ground, but could it also be that those Bruce Lee visitors are just looky-loos who don't feel much connection to Bruce Lee?
It's possible, but I will say, when I'm leaving the cemetery, the path I take drives me by Bruce Lee's grave, and I'll see these groups of people there, and they're really respectful, and they'll leave flowers and little tokens and all of these same kinds of things that I do and that my friends and I do, and I really think that it feels like it's love. I mean, love for a stranger or love for a celebrity who you didn't know is really different than love for somebody who you did, but it's still love, I think.
Did you ever find the person who left that note and those photos at your son's grave?
No, he signed his name, but I didn't, you know, there was no contact information. I didn't track him down.
That is amazing, that act, to me.
Yeah, I thought it was, it showed a lot of courage on his part, I think, to do that. And he connected, I think, as a parent with Phoenix. Phoenix's marker has an imprint of his hand on the top of it. And so it's identifiable as a child's grave. And then, of course, you know, the dates on it as well. I think he connected with that. There's a whole lot of children that are buried at Lakeview. You know, as we said, it's a historic cemetery, and there's a lot of children there who were buried in the 1918 flu epidemic. And so a ritual that I actually do around every Mother's Day is I go and I bring a bucket and cleaning supplies, and I wash Phoenix's gravestone. You're supposed to do that about once a year to keep them in good shape. And then after that, I go around the cemetery and I wash the graves of as many other children as I can, whose families died years and years and years ago, and there's nobody left to take care of them anymore. And there was one that I remember scrubbing. I could tell it was a sculpture that I thought was of a child, but it was made out of marble. It had really been weathered. I couldn't quite tell what it was, but I went over there with my sponge and brush and, you know, bucket of soap, and I started scrubbing at it. And as I did, it became clear that it definitely was a child. And I got to the bottom where the inscription was, and I started scrubbing and scrubbing, and these words began to reveal themselves. And it said, "All the light and all the joy we buried with our darling boy." And it had to be 100 years old at least. And it just struck me that this grief is the same through time. And losing a child now doesn't hurt any more or less than it has at any point in history. And losing someone you love is a profound experience. And that whole cemetery, every single grave has a story behind it and people who are connected to it in a lot of different ways. And Bruce Lee, as you may know, is buried next to his son, Brandon, who is...
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah. He died during an accident on set of shooting his movie, The Crow.
He was an actor, too.
Yeah, he was an actor, too. And so you have father and son next to each other there. And so I think about that relationship that, you know, to the world, Bruce Lee was this superstar of martial arts and movies, but in the end, he's a parent, and he's buried next to his child. And in the end, that's who I will be, is a parent buried next to my child. And oddly, now I took my son, Gabriel, who's 9, he's almost 10, out one day. He was with me at Phoenix's grave, and I wanted to show him Bruce Lee's grave because in my head I was kind of thinking, someday he's going to be here.
He's going to hear this.
He needs to know where it is. And I took him out there, and it was kind of late in the day, and it was really quiet, and there was nobody at Bruce and Brandon Lee's graves, and we just stood there and looked at them, and were struck by, strangely, the intimacy of this place that's so populated by visitors all of the time. You know, there's so many visitors out there at Bruce Lee's grave, but it's, again, at the end, it's a parent buried beside his child.
So, Linda, now when somebody with a camera comes to you as you're kneeling by Phoenix's grave and wants to know which way to Bruce Lee, what do you say?
I almost always tell him where. Almost always. I can't remember a time in recent memory that I haven't. I tell him it's just over the hill. Go back the way you came. You're close.
Linda Dahlstrom Anderson is an editor for the Fred Hutchison Cancer Research Center. Linda told us she changed her last name to Anderson after Phoenix died. She wanted people visiting her grave to know that she and Phoenix belong together. You're with KUOW's The Record.